The Guardian.
Well, I suppose it depends on what you mean and who you mean by the international community. Certainly it was the belief in the US, certainly here in Britain and most of Europe, that al-Bashir was orchestrating what was going on in Darfur. There were differences of opinion about whether that constituted genocide, but there was a general consensus that al-Bashir was behind what was going on in Darfur, the attacks on civilians and so on.
One of the charges made by Luis Moreno Ocampo, the prosecutor in The Hague, is that of genocide. How does he back that up?
Well, he says that the attacks on villages, the attacks on civilians in Darfur, have been underpinned by a plan to destroy the cultures and destroy three ethnic groups, the Fur, the Masalit, and the Zaghawa tribes. He says that most of the victims have been members of these tribes. A great majority of Fur villages have been attacked. He also backs it up with quite a controversial and fairly novel claim that the use of mass rape in Darfur constitutes a weapon of genocide because it is aimed at destroying the fabric of the society of the ethnic groups being targeted.
And why has it taken until now for the International Criminal Court to charge him?
They have taken time to build their case, they say. They've been in there for now 3 years investigating, building a prosecution case. They charged two Sudanese suspects, one of them a minister, last year on the basis of what they had. And they said on the basis of that case, they've been able to build a further case against President al-Bashir.
And they will now ask for an international arrest warrant. So how likely is it that the president will ever end up in court in The Hague?
Well, it has happened, obviously, in the case of other international courts. Slobodan Milosevic was indicted while in office, and he fell subsequently and was subsequently handed over by his successors in power. The same goes for Charles Taylor in Liberia. So these kind of reversals, these kind of sudden changes can happen. Of course, at the moment, it looks very unlikely that, certainly unlikely, the Security Council is going to order any action on the basis of any forthcoming arrest warrant from the ICC, but he would have trouble traveling after an arrest warrant was issued. There are 106 countries who have signed up to the ICC. If he landed in any of those countries, the authorities would be under obligation to arrest him and hand him over.
What does this actually mean for the people of Darfur? Will it bring any relief or comfort to them in any way?
Well, I've been certain of their spokesmen have rejoiced in this, saying this is justice being done, but there's considerable concern over what it will mean if there is a backlash from the government in Khartoum against the international community, against NGOs working in Darfur, and whether it will have any knock-on effect on the CPA, the peace agreement with the South. That is also in constant danger of unraveling. So there's a fear that things could unravel in Sudan and that this could provide the impetus for that kind of unraveling.
And indeed, the UN itself has pointed out that it's aware of the dangers for its own staff in the area.
Yeah, and they've hunkered down for the past few days, not knowing what will come. Their peacekeepers, the UNAMID peacekeepers in Darfur, were under attack recently, a very organized ambush, which left 9 of them dead. So they're already on the defensive, and they are in an even more defensive stance with the anticipation that these charges would be forthcoming.
And what about the president's own reaction? Has he said anything about these charges?
Well, so far he hasn't reacted specifically to these charges. His spokesmen have rejected the jurisdiction of the ICC, rejected the Security Council's mandate as well. So they are, their response and the president's response is fairly predictable.
Has he ever accepted any responsibility for any of the crimes committed there?
No, the Sudanese government says only about 10,000 people have been killed in Darfur, that the fault of both sides. President Bashir has gone on the record as denying that there has been any rape, for example, in Darfur. So the official position of Khartoum is one of denial.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.